It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @FaderoutePodcast, or drop us a line on X @FaderoutDNZ, and you could be next. Part 2 of our knockout round preview starts right now. If you missed part 1, you know what to do. Check out this week's episode of The Fade Route with D and Z. So now down to the next portion of the brackets. We've already seen Brazil take Japan down in the dying embers of the game today, 2-1. After Japan got out to a 1-0 hot start, and then Casemiro equalizes, and then Gabriel Martinelli scores to take him over the top. The winner of Ivory Coast and Norway tomorrow plays them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Mexico, Ecuador, and England versus Congo. So what do we have for those three remaining matchups?
I did say I would buy a Congo jersey. I did say I would buy if they made it out of the group.
There you go.
There you go. A man of his word, Gil.
Yeah, no facts.
Show up.
Next time I'll show up.
Show up and show out, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Now this beer, if I make some money with this beer now, it's staying.
The only question is, I'm going to pay my bills.
I got to keep it now. I got Norway over the Ivory Coast.
I agree. Yeah.
You know why I have a photo? Because I want to see Mbappe and Haaland go toe-to-toe for goals. Like, it's time to pass the torch. And, I'm not the greatest Haaland fan, but I respect his game. I mean, that guy is a beast. And Mbappe is just a scoring machine when he needs to be. So I respect both talents. But for them to go battle the Golden Boot, like, I want to see that. I just want to see them go toe-to-toe. Now, the Mexico-Ecuador game, that's going to probably be the most red card game we're going to see this today.
It's going to be like a hockey match.
Dude. Yeah, this one is when the whistle blows for the start of the game, when they did that countdown, it's just going to be like hockey. They'll throw their mitts to the ground, just all just start going at it. Ecuador will edge them, but it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly. I got England over Congo. Do I want to see that upset? Absolutely.
Don't just Congo like that. Don't talk about Congo like that.
For Harry Kane.
No, I want to see them beat England, but I just think England is playing pretty balanced for the most part. Not great, but they're doing the right things to win. They're just missing a few more shots. That's all it is. But they're taking shots. Argentina versus Cape Verde. I'm going to play anti-villain there. If I was a betting man, I would pick Argentina. But would I be sad if Cape Verde beats them? No. That's a good team. I think people really underestimated that team. But
all nine African nations definitely deserve to get out of the group. Ecuador, like, I kind of feel like they're lucky to be here.
Yeah, they're playing like shit.
But lucky for them, they got Mexico.
Right, exactly. Right. And lucky for Mexico, they got a Korean team that just didn't show up.
Didn't show up, yeah.
What the hell was that?
They scored one goal.
Ugly.
That's going to be a fight.
I'm excited.
That's not a match. It's a fight.
Yeah. Because you're lucky Ecuador wasn't playing Colombia. Bro, that would have been. Jackson Heights, Queens would have been up in flames worse than the Knicks played. That would have been.
I'm with you guys. I think Norway is going to take down Ivory Coast. It's not going to be. It's not going to be easy at this point in time. Ivory Coast has proven that they're a quality team, but when you can roll out a guy the caliber of Erling Haaland, like, that's it. He's the game changer. He's the X factor. Mexico, Ecuador, like, we'll be down to the goalies. At one point, it'll just be keeper versus keeper because everybody's going to get red carded.
Even
managers, just like, there's going to be a line brawl. It's the equivalent of the Kachuk brothers out there. This is going to be crazy.
It'll be great.
It's gonna be must see TV.
Maybe I wonder if there's an over and under 4 cards for that game. Nobody's picked up on that. They got to.
I'm gonna take Mexico narrowly. Like, it's if you're gonna tell me Ecuador is gonna win, I'm fine with that too. But I think that Mexico is gonna have enough, just barely. And then England, Congo, as much as I would like Congo to move on, I can't see it. I definitely think that it's a Harry Kane show, and if you have a guy the caliber of Harry Kane, like, that's generally going to be the way to go. And, Ghana lifted the hex, right? They cursed him for the game against Ghana, and then they took the hex off of him. So maybe they need to put the hex back on. Maybe that's just something that
I see England winning this because of penalties. And what I mean by that is they're going to get penalty shots in the game. Congo's going to play rough in the box. So it's going to probably be like a 2-0 game because of two penalty shots.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, I don't see them actually hitting like a 40-yarder.
Son Harry Kane.
I don't know. And then once we get Brazil, Norway, I think Norway has enough to take that. And then we're going to end up having Norway versus England. And I think that could be very interesting. But it wouldn't surprise me if Brazil won. Brazil's the traditional power. But I think Norway's onto something here.
Like, they have to start Neymar in the midfield. They're killing me with that. Don't give me charity, Neymar. Let him go out there and burn his knees out. Just let him. Let him die in the field like a true Spartan.
Die on the field.
Put him in the midfield. Let him dish that ball out to whoever needs to be in the front line.
That's the thing. Today was Casemiro and Martinelli. Like, they're getting scoring from places you're not scoring from.
But the thing is, they put him in that last game in the group stage, and right when he touched the first ball, they got three guys on him. I said, you see? He still attracts the people.
You see?
Right there.
He attracts them. Just put him in the midfield. Do something. At this point, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, because it's always going to be the what-ifs when you lose. Like, what if he did this? What if they did that? Just throw him in there, bro. Just throw him in at this point.
And then the last portion of our round of 32, you have Switzerland versus Algeria. You have Colombia, Ghana, which should be a good matchup. Australia, Egypt, and Argentina versus the darling of the tournament, Cape Verde.
Cinderella story, man.
Cinderella story, 100%. But does the chariot turn back into a pumpkin against Argentina?
I think, right, what's going to happen in this game, Argentina's going to hold ball. I think their young guys are going to be the ones that want to step up. I think their younger guys, their Nico Pazes of the world, if they play significant time, should be the ones doing damage. I hope what Cape Verde doesn't do is worship Messi and then play soft. Like, not saying injure the guy. What I'm saying is, a lot of countries, when they face him, they give him the space. They don't play as hard as they could. I want to see a real team face Argentina. This is going to be the first test for them. And I think Cape Verde can do it if they respect him but play their game. And you're not going to stop him one-on-one, even at nearing 40 years old. You have to stop everybody else and let him do what he does.
Yeah. It's like when the Jets bent the knee to the Steelers and then got belt the ass.
Yeah. Because what Argentina does well since the last World Cup is they adjust well. They adjust well in the second half, depending on the outcome of the first half. So that's why I give Argentina the edge there. When you're looking at Egypt and what is that?
Australia.
Yeah, Australia. Yeah. I'm looking at Egypt. Egypt's finished strong. They started off bad, but you know they got through. I got Swiss over Algeria. Still don't understand how Algeria's even in it. And then I'm going to take my Colombians over here. Their
business. Korea and Iran. Yeah. But Iran just got hosed at the end.
Yeah. But I'm taking Colombia at the end. I just like watching Colombians celebrate is like watching Knicks fans celebrate. So it's like, I just got to see that. Because now you have, if Ecuador advances and Colombians, Times Square is going to be a shit show. Complete shit show every day of the week.
Well, now, what kind of curse is the witch doctor going to put on James?
Yeah.
It's like, that man
barely survived even earlier.
Minnesota. Like, he barely survived Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even have to put a curse on Colombia. They're gonna curse themselves if they don't win. I mean, they have good confidence since the Portugal game, but I don't think either team wanted to win that game. They just wanted to draw and just walk out safe. But, you know.
This might be the weakest group left, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that
this
statement.
It's kind of lined up for Argentina to emerge.
To come out of there. First, if they can get through Cape Verde and get there.
They kind of cakewalked it for them. Egypt is good, though. Egypt comes back on you, man.
Yeah.
They have more firepower than Australia, so they should advance. But if Australia somehow got through, that would be that would be an interesting matchup. Just because the physicality of the Australians against the creativity.
And also, they were eliminated by Argentina last World Cup.
Yeah. So there's that underlying story. But
that'd be a good revenge match.
It would be good. I don't know. But I think we're going to end up somehow. I think it's going to end up with Colombia, Argentina. Like, getting there, though, you're going to have Switzerland over Algeria, Colombia over Ghana. And coming out of that side, you know, Argentina, Egypt, you know, as good as Australia can play, I just don't think they have enough firepower. So this is definitely designed. I'm not saying it was intentional, because you can't really like make that happen. But well, there are certain ways, but we're not going to talk about that. But yeah, this just seems very engineered and preordained for Argentina to get out of this section of the group.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, had they not won their third game, where would they land it in these groups, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Portugal, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. When you look at Spain, they didn't play the way they're supposed to do. Only France showed up on that side. So it's like, had those power teams actually played and won those three games, the brackets would have looked a lot different right now. You would have had a lot of pay-per-view events going on. But
it boils down to decisions. If, you know, if Norway actually played their squad, like ifs and buts, right? But, you know, that's the problem. You have to rest people because of card accumulation, nagging injuries, you're already through. This is where the manager can make or break you. And, yeah. I mean, we'll see, especially for a guy like Poch, who's, you know, like you said, he's already one of the most decorated U.S. men's coaches of all time. That's
two game wins.
It's impressive.
After
it's
one game. Group stage, yeah.
I mean, look at Argentina 2022 World Cup. They lost their first game. They didn't even tie. They lost it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, but they had the easy line. I'm like, but they lost. I mean, they only won two out of their three games, and they didn't even get a point on the first game. I mean, now they've won all three games. They did their job, you know, like, and that's what I look at. Like, none of these teams are easy. Like, Cape Verde is not easy at all. Egypt is not easy. Switzerland, not easy. Colombia, not easy. I mean, some of these teams have beaten a lot of those European nations.
Yeah.
Brazil is holding fort on that top bracket, but you got Ecuador, who hasn't showed up. And then you look at the European teams, none of them really showed up but France.
Yeah. So based on all this, guys, what do we think? Thumbs up or thumbs down on the 48 team expansion? I was just in the Uber, you know, with driving home, and shout out to Mamadou. He was down. He's not a fan of the 48 team expansion. He thinks there's too many teams. But overall, with what we got, would you say this is a success so far?
I think it's a success. I was against it initially. 4 years ago, I was not a big fan of it because I know it was being announced. If I'm not mistaken, the next one is supposed to be even bigger.
They're going to try and expand it. That's too much. I think that's too much.
That's too much. I think at this point, just let everybody qualify then. You know, like just it'll be a 6 month free for all. I'm okay with this amount because, you know, was last week we went through the group stages. This week we're going through 32. Next week's the sixth, or a couple days from now.
Yeah.
By July 4th, it's literally the end of this stage. You're going from what, this level to you know, 16 and then 8. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I like the opportunity that you're allowing other teams to get in that you've never seen play. And that's what you want as a global stage, especially every 4 years. You're not doing this every 2 years. You're not doing this every year. You were doing it every year, like keep it the same way.
Right.
Now, you know, we have social media. We have other countries that are trying to build their infrastructures up. You know, this makes sense. But too much could be too much at the same time, so they got to chill with the expansion.
True. I mean, you're liking it to the NCAA tournament. Like, it's 68 teams every year, and, you know, it's starting to feel like oversaturation. When it was 64, it was perfect, you know? Like, too much. And now you want to expand again to 72 and then 96, and just, we've said it on the show, just let them all in. Just let them all in, and let the chips fall where they may. That might be the only way that Italy gets into this thing now.
Yeah.
You know, just let them all in.
And FIFA needs to stop adding all these countries like into the tournaments, like as far as hosting, like because you're looking at the 100-year centennial one next time around, and it's like it should only be Uruguay and Argentina hosting because one came in second, one came in first. The third place match should be held in Argentina. The final should be held in Uruguay. Why do we have Spain, Portugal hosting? Like the jet lag amongst, and the final game won't be even held in Uruguay. I'm like, that's even weird. This is the 100th year anniversary. They were the winners. They should be hosting at least the final.
Yeah, and like,
now you're spending hosting countries, which is wild to me. Because now what happens is 30-34, USA can run it back because they only do it based on continent. They can't repeat a continent. So now you have the European area and the South American continent area. So that X's them out. You don't know how many countries in Africa can actually host infrastructure-wise outside of South Africa.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to go back to USA because you're seeing how much money we're generating for you. So it's like, you know, stop adding host nations. Just keep it to one or two at most. But they got to be neighbors because these guys got to travel. I mean, half the guys that are playing on the West Coast got to go to like Iran, had to take the bus after every game. And obviously for political reasons too, but straight into Mexico. Japan had to go straight into Mexico. Like, even if they were playing on the USA side, that kind of sucks, bro. You're beating these guys up.
It just makes you wonder how long we have to wait until we have one in Saudi Arabia. And then the championship.
Not that long at all. I think they're the 2034, and then USA could actually bid for the 2038. Saudi Arabia, I think, is already doing that.
It's Riyadh because season,
the way
baby.
The continents are set up, it's like already predetermined.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that's not predetermined is the results of this round of 32. You have our picks here. Do with them what you will. I'm not saying take them to the bank, take them to, you know, Kalshi or Polymarket. You do that at your own risk. You know, Brendan Sorsby, like whatever you want to do. But if you want to be a member of the In Route, and if you want to join the In crowd, hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know. And you just may get it on. Fuck Cloud CEO Gil Godoy, Inner Who's Been Being. Thank you for coming on. And plug away, guys. Plug, plug, plug. What do you got going on?
Buckies.
Buckies.
I'm going to get that sponsorship, Gil, huh?
Yeah. No, actually.
More sponsors.
I will be doing another event in a couple of weeks at my gym. I'm dropping some new merch there. So I'm getting some great fanfare there. So I'll keep you guys posted. Give you guys advance notice if you want to take a ride down here. And maybe do a podcast, because my gym also does a podcast themselves. And obviously they're in the fitness sector, so it'll probably work out for you guys. But so I'll be having a couple events dropping still for new merch lines. But I'm working on some Knicks merch right now. Some custom Knicks merch, which will be kind of cool. A Renaissance version of it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.